Somebody shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. Amen. This is tape 100226. You are welcome to Praying Scriptures, Counseling Devotional, where the Word of God is alive, destinies are aligned. This is your prophetic hour, an hour of light, an hour of life and direction. As you hear the sound of my voice, the voice of the Lord will locate you. Faith will rise, burdens will lift, and destinies will respond. Your host, once more, is Pastor and Counselor Wale Rich Oladunjoye. And today's focus is going to be on flourishing through faith. Remember, it's your month of planted to flourish. So the theme for today is flourishing through faith. And our major scriptural reading or scriptural focus is from the book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. And it simply reads that the just shall live by faith. It reads that the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. Beloved, welcome to this prophetic hour again in our month of planted to flourish. Today, the Spirit of the Lord is emphasizing one truth. And what is it? Flourishing is not automatic. It is faith activated. I say it again, flourishing is not automatic. It is faith activated. The scripture declares that the just shall live by faith. That means faith is not optional. Faith is the oxygen of every planted destiny. You may be planted in God's house, planted in God's will, planted in divine purpose. But only those who live by faith will flourish with evidence. Faith is not. Faith is the channel. Is the channel through which hidden roots pull visible rewards. Faith is what keeps you standing when growth is silent. Faith is what keeps you rooted when storms are loud. This morning, faith is being stirred. Dormant roots are coming alive. Delayed fruits are responding to faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. I want to quickly make the following declaration over you as led by the Spirit of God. I want to declare over you, I want to do some prophetic declaration right away. Praise the Lord. This morning, I join my faith together with yours as you say a big amen. And I declare over you that your faith will not fail in this season of waiting. Jesus prayed for Peter. I say, Peter, I pray for you that your faith faileth not. And I pray in the same manner over you right now that your faith will not fail in the season of waiting. You have been waiting and you have been waiting. Just like Abraham, his faith did not fail in the time of waiting and he got the result. In the same manner, I prophesy over you once more that whatever you have been waiting for or keeping you waiting in faith, I pray that your faith will not fail. It will bring tangible results. It will bring tangible reports. It will bring tangible testimony in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree every planted effort in your life begins to respond now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. By the authority of God's word, you will not be planted and remain stagnant. I prophesy your roots are drawing strength from the divine soil. I declare, what you could not assess by strength, you will assess it by faith. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree, I prophesy into your life that delayed harvest shall receive divine acceleration now. And I prophesy that your faith is producing visible and tangible, provable results this season, and this month especially, and this year especially, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I declare over you that you will not uproot yourself through fear or impatience. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree your flourishing shall be undeniable and sustainable. In the mighty name of Jesus, your flourishing shall be unstoppable. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray that you will live, you will move, you will decide, and you will advance by faith. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen and amen. I want you to quickly listen to this word of knowledge. As the prayer was going on, the Spirit of God is saying that roots are growing where you thought nothing was happening. The Lord is showing me lives where nothing seems to be changing outwardly, yet deep work has been happening inwardly. Deep work. God says, do not judge growth by noise. Do not judge growth by noise. Roots are expanding. Capacity is increasing. Stability is forming. Very soon, what has been underground will break the ground. I used that one to pray over you that everything under the ground concerning you for now, which is expanding, in which is increasing capacity, in which stability is already forming, I pray that those things under the ground will break the ground, it will break forth. You begin to see tangible results in your life. Your season of quiet growth is about to announce itself loudly. Remember, Mark chapter 4, verse 27 says, the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not. Remember that scripture? So the same thing is happening in the life of that one or that person that is hearing me this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I release faith into every heart under this sand right now. Let faith rise above fear. Let faith outgrow doubt. Let faith convert promises into proofs. I decree that no one here or no one hearing me will abort destiny through unbelief. By faith, receive strength. By faith, receive clarity. By faith, receive visible flourishing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Once more, your host is Pastor Wally Rich Oladunjoye, the counselor. And this is your season of visible growth. Remain planted. Remain believing. Remain flourishing. What faith has activated this morning will testify tomorrow. Go forth and flourish by faith in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. In case you want to get in touch with me, in contact with me, please call +234 9022 352 952. Be blessed, remain blessed, and be eternally blessed. Keep sharing the tape until somebody is blessed. Until I come your will again, see you and have a pleasant day. Amen.